Let's begin by finding a comfortable position. So maybe you want to shift around in your seat and rocking back and forth, I find can be really nice. Rocking forward and back. And if you like, you can close your eyes or just lower your gaze, whatever helps you to bring your awareness inward. Oh, and then let's sigh again. Ah. Well, let your feet be flat on the ground if you're sitting in a chair. And let's bring our awareness into the feet. So see if you can sense into the soles of your feet. Can you feel some sensation there? Maybe you can feel your sock. Or your shoes, or you can feel the surface that your feet are resting on. Feeling the sensation of the feet and their connection to the ground. And you can notice, is this helping me to feel grounded? To literally feel the ground through your feet. Then, as you're ready, you might experiment with bringing your awareness into your hand. What does it feel like to feel your hands from the inside? You can feel them resting on your legs. Maybe there's some tingling or kind of radiating sensation. Maybe you can feel the air moving or a temperature, either warmth or coolness on the backs of your hands. Your hand, this is another opportunity as an anchor point, just feeling the sensation of your hands. Then, if you like, you can experiment with listening to sound. You can begin by just hearing what is the sound of the room that you're in. What is the sound that is nearest to you? Maybe quietest. And you hear the sound of your own breath. You send your awareness out. What is the furthest sound you can hear? Maybe there's a machine sound or traffic Maybe you can hear a bird or a neighbor. Listening to sounds. This can also be a beautiful anchor. You'd like to ground yourself. You can let sound be the call home. You hear a sound. Ah, any sound can remind you, come back to the present moment. Let's take a moment here to notice which felt most accessible to you, to feel into your feet, to feel into your hands, or to bring your awareness to sound. And you can just make a note of that mentally. Remember that you could return to that in the future. And now, if you like, you could bring your awareness to your breath. Where in your body can you most clearly feel your breath? It might be at the end of the nose. For the upper lip, if you can feel the air moving in and out. Or maybe you can feel it more into the nostrils. Maybe you can feel it most clearly in the throat. Or in the chest. Maybe you experience the breath most clearly in the belly, the movement of the belly, or the movement of the chest. Or maybe it's a sensation of the whole torso kind of growing, inflating, and deflating, shrinking. Or maybe it's really hard to feel the breath anywhere. That's normal too. You can just invite some compassion, self-compassion. Know that it's your intention to feel the breath physically in the body. Wherever you're feeling the breath moving the body, you can, if sometimes it's helpful to gently name, inhale, exhale. Or even simply in, out. In, out. In, out. When you find that your mind has wandered, which it pretty much inevitably will, you can celebrate the moment of realizing that your mind wandered, this little awakening moment. And then, with so much compassion, with gentleness, with warmth, maybe even an inner smile, bringing your awareness back to the breath or your anchor, just like you would with a puppy, just gently inviting. In, out. Feeling the breath physically in the body. In and out. And experiment with letting go of controlling the breath. Often we're controlling the breath without even meaning to. But we can trust the breath. The body breathes when we're sleeping and when we're unconscious, and when we're stressed out and when we're not thinking about it. See if you can let go of kind of sucking in the breath and pushing out the breath. And instead, let your awareness be clear and bright, but also really gentle. Your awareness is holding space to witness your breath, to witness the body as it breathes. In and out. As we come toward the end of this form of meditation, you can let the whole body soften. Let your awareness go wide, open. And I'll sound the bell 3 times. And you can stay with the breath as you listen to the sound of the bell. Gently. Maybe you'd like to deepen your breath or wiggle a little bit and kind of scan through the body and see what would the body like right now? Maybe a twist. Maybe a yawn. Maybe a stretch. Take a moment to look around the space again. And let's turn to our drawing supplies. So, okay. Okay, so today we'll be drawing with pencil. I'll be drawing with pencil. I invite you to too, or to at least start with pencil. So we're going to start, I call this tracing the breath. And some of you have done with this with me in different ways. So I invite you to experience it anew. So what I'd like to do is basically use the pencil as a way of keeping our attention on the breath. So it's like the tip of the pencil point is the point of our awareness. And we're tracing the breath as it flows in and out of the body. So as I exhale, the pencil gets heavier. And as I inhale, the pencil gets lighter. So the idea is that as I breathe, I'm inhaling and exhaling. So I'm making these lines. It's basically just a curve that's following the curve of the natural gesture of my turning my wrist. And just following your own breath, you can let the lines overlap each other. So the exhale is heavy. Yes?
Can we see what you are doing?
Oh, can you not see? I thought I had pinned it for everyone. Ah, spotlight.
Oh, now I see.
Okay, great. And then I'll give you both. Or maybe it's nice to just have the one.
Both is good too.
Both? Okay.
Also, I went looking to find my artistic pencils. I can't find them. I mean, I just found them, but they're buried under something. But can you say again, when we breathe in, it's lighter, and when we breathe out, it's heavier, or is it the other way?
Yes. Around? Yeah. Well, you know what? That's the way I'm doing it. But the fact is, why don't you try it that way first, and then see if it makes more sense for you to go the other way? This is your practice. So yeah, so what I'm doing is the inhale is light and the exhale is dark. And the idea is that we're keeping our awareness with the breath and with the line. So staying with the breath and with the line until the very end. So some lines are going to be shorter. Some are going to be longer. Some might be jagged. Some might be more smooth. I As you continue like this, you can let the marks shift a little bit. So maybe they were all basically right on top of each other, but then you can start to let them overlap. I'm letting mine overlap on the exhale, but they're starting to rotate a little bit, just really gradually. Up on the inhale, and then down on the exhale, back and forth. See if you can relax your face as you do this. And really let the breath lead the mark making. You can notice your grip on the pencil. Maybe it could hold it a little lighter, looser. Letting the breath lead the marks. And staying with both the breath and the mark all the way to the end of the exhale. And then beginning again, just at the beginning of the inhale. As we go, following the breath, we can let the marks kind of fan out a little bit. So they're overlapping the darkest part of the line. When you're ready, if you like, you can turn your page. Rotate your paper some amount and then just continue. Tracing the breath. So we're not worrying so much about what the drawing is looking like. We're using the drawing as a way of staying with the breath. See if you can soften your shoulders, soften your face. As you stay with the breath, stay with the tracing of the breath, you can let those marks wander a little bit. Just gradually, really slowly, departing from where the previous mark was. A little bit of fanning. We can check. Are you letting the breath lead the mark making? Soften your hands. Soften your face. And when you like, you can rotate the paper again. If your mind wanders, or if you realize that you've lost the breath, but you're still drawing, a great opportunity to practice compassion. You can smile to yourself and say, oh, good, I woke up. And invite your attention back to the tip of the pencil as it traces the breath. Whenever you like, you can rotate the page and let the marks move, let them migrate around the page. Stay with the breath. Let your face soften, let your shoulders relax. In and out. In and out. Let the ends of your lines get really light. The middle of the line get really heavy. Okay, so we can stay with this. This is feeling good. Feeling rich to you. Or if you like, you can also begin to release the tether between the mark and the breath. So you keep your awareness on the breath, and you're staying with the beginning, middle, and end of the marks. But now the marks could start to move on their own rhythm that might be different from the rhythm of your breath. So experiment with that. Can you really keep your awareness on the marks and on your breath without them being synchronized rhythmically? We're breathing and we're drawing. See if there's anywhere that you can soften in your body. And can you enjoy this making marks? We're just making marks. Can you feel into the pleasure of graphite on paper? The pleasure of breathing? Let your shoulders relax. Let your face soften. Are you in connection with your breath? Can you let there be a sense of play? A sense of spontaneity. If you're not sure what to do, you can come back to tracing the breath. Rotate the paper if you haven't done that in a while. In and out. If you've continued to be with the movement where we're pivoting on the wrist, you could try shifting so that the movement is pivoting from your elbow. It means you have to hold up your hand a little bit more. We're gathering our attention and we're opening to what's here. Following the breath and following these marks with compassion. If you notice yourself judging, you can invite a sense of a puppy. Okay, so keep making your marks. I'm going to introduce a little music to our sphere. And you can notice how this affects your experience. So we're still drawing. We're following the breath. And now we have this sound in what's arising as well. So you can choose if you'd like to allow the music to influence the kind of marks that you're making, or if you'd like to just let the music be there. But it could be that the kinds of marks you make are really changed in response to the music. Still with our awareness on the breath. Let your face soften. Let your shoulders soften. And for these last few minutes of the drawing, if you can just let yourself be free with your mark making. You want to stay with what you've been doing, great. If you want to try scribbling or shading or wiggling. Okay, so begin to bring that to a close. And if you wanna have some sighs. And look around your room again, maybe. A little stretch,